We are now up to Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, and we'll be doing the entire Simen. Sif Aleph, Otzer Shel Tvua O Shel Kadei Yayin. If you have a storehouse of grain or of pitchers of wine, of barrels of wine, Afal Pi Shemuter L'Estampik Mimenu, even though what's in it is not mukta, it's edible, whether for man or animal, Oser L'Haskel Bo L'Fanoso, Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah. So this is the first Isser in an Otzer. There's an Isser of beginning to clear it out on Shabbos, which is Oser. There are two reasons that we find, either because of Tircha Yisera or Uvdin Dechol, it's not a Shabbos thing to do. Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah. Chazal only allowed you to begin taking things out of that Otzer if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. What does it mean, L'Dvar Mitzvah? That you need the space, L'Dvar Mitzvah. Kagon, shepineu lachnosis orchim, that you're emptying it in order to make place for your guests to be able to stay. O ligvola bo beis medrash, or in order to use it as a beis medrash. If you started on Erev Shabbos, then the halacha will be that you're allowed to continue on Shabbos. And there it does not have to be lidvar mitzvah. Whereas if you didn't start, this is the first time you're using it, you can only use it if you're clearing it out lidvar mitzvah. The Ketzad Mefaneyu, and how are you allowed to clear out this Otzer? So this is talking about that you're doing it beheter, either that you started doing it before Shabbos, and now you're only continuing, or that you started on Shabbos, Lutzorach Orchim, or Beis Medrash. Imhoya Otzer Godol, if we're talking about a large size Otzer, and we'll see what that means right away. So what do you do? Mefanem imenu chamesh kupos, shebechol kupa gimel soyim. So what you do is you take five kupos, you're taking five big boxes or barrels, and the Rama adds a kol kupa gimel son, which each one is three sawing, which altogether make for 15 saw that you're allowed to take away. Remember, the shear of a mikveh is 40 saw. This is a little bit more than a third of that. So it is quite big, which is a little over a third of a very large bathtub. Lo hayabo elo chamesh kupos. What happens if it's a small otzer, defined by having only five kupis? So otzer gadol means that it has more than five. What if it's a small one that only has five? Mefanamem arba kupis avakulo lo yefane. This is another halacha. That is, they did not allow you to take more than five kupis at a time because of tircha yisera. Aside from that, they said that you're not allowed to take the last kupis because you may come and smooth it out. You find an area that's not smooth and you smooth it out, because the reason you're emptying this is because you want to use the place. Shemi yovo lahashvas gumis, because you may smooth it out. Haga v'chol shvus she'etiru mishum tzorech mitzvah muter gam kein l'tzorech orchim. Any shvus that chazal were mater for a mitzvah, they were also mater for your guests. What derabbanans are we mater? So be'ikr, that's amir alakum, asking a non-Jew to do an isur derabbanon, they were mater l'tzorech mitzvah, so l'tzorech orchim is good enough. What is called an oreach? Says the Rama. V'lo mikri orchim elo shenisarchu etzlo babayis, o shezimen orchim shenisarchu etzlacherim. Orchim are people that don't live here. People from out of town that you're putting up, or your neighbors are putting up, and you're hosting them for a meal. Avol kishezimen chavero, to go and invite a friend, someone who lives in the neighborhood, lisaretz lo lo mikri orchim, v'eno sudis mitzvah, rak sudis rishus. That's not called a sudis mitzvah. Meaning, we do not, hachnosis orchim means a stranger, a real stranger, someone from out of town. What happens if you invited a stranger, and in his honor, you want to go and invite some more people that are neighbors? That's mutter. And of course, a sudis mitzvah is a sudis mitzvah anyway. So it doesn't make a difference if you have orchim or not. So if what you're making is considered a sudis mitzvah, then chazal are matur even starting it on Shabbos. Yeah, now the Mishnah Berurah brings up the Bir Halacha that we will later see a whole shaila. It may be that this last isser of taking the last barrels out does not apply in a place where the floor is not a dirt floor, where you've put down a floor there. But we'll see that machlokas a little later. Siv Beis. Kshemefana ele dalar ohei kupis, lo yichalkem mekumis ktanis lo licham baharbei pa'amim, kere lohokal amasui. You're not allowed to go ahead and subdivide these four or five kupis of three saw piece into lots of little kupis, and then you'll come back and forth. Why? Mipnei shemarba behiluch va'av shemil setfei. Because by causing yourself to go back and forth more, you're causing for a greater zilzal in Shabbos. Siv Gimel. Elu dalet ohei kupis shemefana hainu l'oreach echad. These four or five kupis are for each oreach. Vimbolo harbe mefanek ashira zeh l'chol oreach v'oreach. For every oreach, you're allowed to go and take away this amount. Ubavad shlo yefana echad l'kulam. With the condition that one person doesn't do it in the name of everybody else. V'katirchi yaseira. Elo kolechad yefana la'atzmo. O'ach yefana bado. You need different people for every person. Hago chavi yeshal yayin shehuvu al agola also lorida meshabes im lo lekovet orchim or letzarech mitzvah. If they brought a wagon full of wine, say, and you want to go and unload that on Shabbos, that's also because of pinui, because of the isra mafanim. So you're not allowed to take more than the shear, and you're not allowed to do the last one. Now the Mishtabur brings down that b'mokum pseida, where it's going to end up being a great loss of money, you're allowed to have a non-Jew unload it for you. And even where it's not a mokum pseida, if a non-Jew wants to unload it, you don't have to stop him.